Well, this weekend, the Atlantic BPW is sponsoring an event that they've held for the last few years now. The band Exit 113 will be performing here in Atlantic this Saturday night. That'll be held at the Cass County Community Center. It's going to be a fun night of dancing and some music that you'll recognize. And we're going to talk a little bit about that with one of the band members this morning. Jill Belgard is with us. Jill is, among other things, the lead singer of the band. Jill, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you today?
Not doing too bad.
Very good. Do you guys get a chance to get out and play at a lot of different venues during the year?
Yeah, we generally play about once a month, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, depending on the time of the year and what's going on.
Very good. How long have you been together?
Well, since 2002, so I believe that puts us at 16 years or something like that.
How did you get together in the first place?
We had planned to just do a small gig and got together, did some songs, and decided to add to our repertoire. And before you knew it, we were just kind of playing here and there and everywhere.
Were you friends growing up, or how did the band get together?
The band started as some high school kids and their band teacher. And now we're finally all over 30. And we're a little bit different than how we started out, but that was kind of the gist of how we started, just kids and the band teacher.
Just had the dream.
Yeah, I guess so.
Very good. Now, most bands have a hard time over the long term staying together the way they started. Have there been some changes over time, or have you guys all stuck together?
There are three of us who've been there since the beginning. My sister was the original bass player, and she has moved out of state, so my husband took over doing bass. And then Marty Fisher is our third drummer. Our first one moved out of state for college, and our second one moved out of state for a job. And so Marty's been with us the longest, actually, and so not too much turnover in that amount of time.
Oh, excellent. Now, you mentioned out of state. So do all of the members live here in Iowa?
Currently, yes,
okay.
But the original members and people who've moved on have moved out of state.
Sure, but you're spread out a little bit. How often do you get a chance to get together and rehearse?
We don't do a lot of rehearsing these days, but occasionally, if there's something new that we need to do, we'll just kind of get together a week or two before the proposed gig, and we will put together whatever we need to make that happen.
Yeah, the set list usually kind of stays the same?
Generally speaking, yes, but we have well over 100 songs, so gig to gig, there are some songs that we pretty much always play and some that we skip over, and so it can vary depending on the amount of time we're playing and who we're playing for.
Sure. Well, I'm looking at the list here. It says on the notes here that you guys play classic rock and roll, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, along with some country. That is a pretty wide range of stuff that you have available.
Yeah, I would say that most of our music centers around the 50s and 60s, and then we just kind of throw in some variety. So when we say 80s, it's like maybe two or three songs. Country, probably just two or three songs. But yeah, generally speaking, we're doing like the old rock and roll, classic rock and roll stuff.
Sure. How'd you settle on that? Is that just a love that you've always had for that type of music?
Yeah, that's kind of what I grew up on. And being the lead singer, I generally choose a lot of the songs that I'm going to be singing. The guys are certainly welcome to pick out songs they want to sing and all that, but they usually leave the singing up to me, so I pick out the ones that I'm liking at the time.
You bet. Well, now, do you play a lot of the smaller venues, the places where you might seat 200-400 people? I know a lot of artists talk about how they really love that kind of intimacy with the audience when they get a chance to play before a small, kind of close-knit group.
Yeah, I definitely prefer when we play for a smaller group and people are, you know, they're there to hear the music. And I also like to play for those venues where there's going to be dancing because you can just tell people are enjoying themselves when they can dance to your music. So, yeah, the intimate stuff and the dancing gigs are kind of my favorite.
Yeah, it seems like every artist at one time or another ends up playing somewhere where there's something else going on. You know, people are just having a nice time visiting, or they're eating or something, and really not paying all that much attention to the band. And sometimes you kind of feel bad thinking, boy, what are we here for, you know? Not what you're looking for.
Yeah, we've played a little bit of everything, so we're pretty used to each different type of venue.
You bet. Well, and Jill has spoken, by the way, too. So when you show up Saturday night, you got to dance. That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have come back here for the local BPW for, 4 or 5 years now. Why do you keep coming back?
Well, we enjoy the people of the BPW, and we appreciate what they do. And also, Marty, of course, is close-knit in the community, and so we like supporting what he likes to support. So, yeah, it has been quite a few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Do you guys do a lot of fundraising-type events like this is to help with their scholarship programs and things like that? Do you do a lot of those types of programs?
Over the years, we have done quite a few fundraiser gigs, if you will. And, I couldn't even tell you how many. We've done a lot.
Excellent. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the fun that you guys have. You talked about some of the music you love, 50s, 60s, that type of thing. Can you throw out some song titles that folks will recognize that you'll be performing?
Well, one of my favorites to do is Great Balls of Fire. We'll be doing probably a little bit of Beach Boys with Surfing USA and Fun, Fun, Fun. Most likely we'll be doing some Beatles songs, such as The Best Things in Life Are Free, I Want Money.
Don't we
that's
all.
A good one. Probably, another little Jerry Lee Lewis one is a Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. So those are some songs that you'll most likely hear if you come out.
Yeah, folks that show up will be able to easily not just tap a toe and get up and dance. They'll be able to sing along. They probably know all the lyrics.
Yes, and that's always nice when you see that people kind of know what you're singing and sing along. You can tell they're having fun.
You bet. Very good. Well, now, and you mentioned your husband is part of the band as well. Did you guys meet this way, or were you married before that?
No, well, we actually met at college, and I had invited him to come dancing. And so over the next few months of dancing is how we met. And then we actually were in another band where I was singing, and he just kind of picked up the bass to be in that other band. And then that band, we decided we had too many bands going on, so we decided to quit that. My sister then was moving out of state, and he now played bass. So it just kind of seemed like a natural transition to move him to that position since she was moving out. So.
Sure. But the love of music brought you together.
Yes. Yeah. Music and dancing.
Yep. See what can happen when you get out and have a good time. Like
that's
maybe,
right.
Yeah. Like maybe this Saturday night. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, March 24th, 7 to 11. That'll be at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Tickets are $12 per person in advance, $15 if you get them at the door. And remember, advanced ticket sales, there is a benefit to that. In addition to the lower cost, there are going to be some door prizes as well given away at 9 o'clock, and that will be for those folks who buy the advance tickets. So make sure you do that. And of course, the Atlantic BPW will benefit. Actually, they won't benefit. It'll be the scholarship and community projects that they support. It'll be those that benefit through the efforts here through the dance coming up on Saturday night. So still some tickets available. You can see any BPW member to get on board and enjoy a great night. Should be a lot of fun. And that's what you want to do, is just bring fun for folks, right?
Yeah, we're hoping everybody has a good time and gets some food in their belly.
You betcha. Exit 113, and enjoy the music. They've been enjoying them for a few years now. They keep inviting them back because people are having a good time. Make sure you get in on it this Saturday night. Jill, thank you so much. Hope you have a great time Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Jen.